Today, I'm going to consider very briefly a problem concerned with the competition for land use. That is, whether crops should be used to produce food or two, should be used to produce fuel. And in considering this problem, I will look at three main areas. The historical background to the problem, nature of the problems involved in the competition for land use, and some examples. In considering the historical background, we should look at the oil crisis of the 1970s. Due to the rapidly increase due to the rapid trend in increasing oil prices leading to an energy crisis, many countries have looked for alternative energy sources to make them independent of other countries' fossil fuels. Examples of alternative energy sources include such things as solar power, the harnessing of wind, and the wind waves, tides, and also the production of biogas. Biogas is methane, which is produced from human animal waste. A particularly interesting possibility for many developing countries has been the conversion of plant material to alcohol. This is interesting because in many developing countries there is a large agricultural sector and at the same time a small industrial sector, and the possibility of using the agricultural sector to produce fuel is of interest to those countries. Scientific research is going on in the production of alcohol, for example, from sugar. There are two economic reasons for this. First of all, the world price of sugar has fallen dramatically, or the world price of sugar has fallen in very real terms in the last decade, which this has caused a problem for the economies which are dependent on their sugar production, as gives them alternative possibility for using their sugar. And secondly, sugar is the most efficient source of alcohol. Therefore, it is relatively economical to make fuel by distilling alcohol from it. In addition to sugar, there are other starchy plants that can be used to make alcohol. For example, in tropical countries, such plants as the cassava plant and the sweet potato are good sources from which alcohol can be made, and in non-tropical countries, you have such things as corn and ginger beet. Now there is a problem arising from the fact that alcohol can be distilled from starchy plants, and that is that many poor countries use precisely these starchy plants or these starch-rich crops for their food as a staple diet. So in many such countries there's a conflict, if you like, between the choice of whether to produce these crops for fuel or to produce crops for food and for their use, their staple diet. It is in fact an economic problem rather than a technical problem, as the poor farmers will tend to choose that which is most profitable. Indeed, it's an economic problem, not necessarily a technological problem. The technology for the conversion of alcohol from starchy plants has been in existence for over 40 years, and there are two ways of using alcohol as car fuel. One such way in the form of pure alcohol. An example of this is in Brazil, in a project called the Pro Alcohol Project. And in Brazil, cars are being produced to run on pure alcohol. A second use of alcohol as a car fuel is in a mixture with petrol or with gasoline. In a mixture with gasoline, this produces a mixture called gasohol. In Germany, for example, they have an experiment in which there's such a mixture of 85% petrol or 85% gas, 85% gasoline, and 15% methanol. So if technology and the conversion of engines are not a problem, then really it is a question of economics. And there are three main factors which would affect the production.